each of us must determine to do something to get our girls to go to school and stay in school. Each of us must determine to stop child marriages. Maybe you're asking yourself, what can I, an individual like me, do, given the enormity of the situation? I tell you this, I believe in the power of touch. Determined to touch a girl's life, maybe one life at a time, is all you can do. But the net effect of everyone touching a life is like the fluttering of a million butterflies. It produces energy that no one butterfly can produce. That is why I have made a commitment to press for progress. My foundation is working with United Nations Population Fund in a program called Because I Want to Be. This is to get girls along the coastal regions of Accra to go to school and stay in school. Beyond this, we want to send a message of hope to our girls and to local communities that every girl can be whatever they want to be. If we don't act, our free education policy may not mean anything to these girls and their future. I would not be who I am without education. Neither would I be who I am today if I had been born in an environment where child marriage is the norm. So I am passionate about this project.
Her call was supported by the United Nations Population Fund representative, Miyi Ojolape, who revealed that one out of five women in Africa will fall victim to teenage pregnancy and drop out of school.
In our country today, what you have is that one out of every five young girls under 18, get pregnant, either by way of marriage or sex apples. And if that is the situation, we will not be able to harness the enormous potentials that we have in the country and in Africa generally if they are sent out of school and they are not able to do what they need to do in order for the entire country to be able to achieve what we want to achieve. And if we are going to go to...
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Otiku Efisa Jaba, said children are being married off at a very young age due to poverty, adding that this act should be dealt with.
Unfortunately, the gap between the dream, between the policy and the reality and the practice is far. And that is mainly due to poverty, that our people feel that it is easier to let your child get married for the bride price. Let your child help you at the market, take care of younger siblings, go and sell ice water on the streets and what have you. But since when have children fed parents? Children becoming breadwinners. It's anti our culture. Parents should take care of children. And then when the child goes to school, the prevalence of child marriage is more severe. And so we are talking about a national strategic framework on ending child marriage. Get an education. As we say in Akan, obebabe pepa renews you.
Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Otiku Efisa Ajaba, speaking on the occasion of International Women's Day today.